This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Duvernay with the speed, the Ravens with the win, and the Bucks with a lot of question marks, and Tom Brady in the midst of a lot of drama. The call on WBAL AM at 1090 as the Ravens on Thursday Night Football get a 27-22 win over the Bucks. Is this game last night more about the Ravens or more about the Bucks? That's what we have to ask for you. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, your calls are important because it is a football Friday, so you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. Bart Scott making his way over to our studio momentarily as he was on once again, First Take. Man, he's been like Doc Hollywood lately. He's been on TV constantly. Like, you can't get enough Bart Scott on ESPN platform. So he was again on First Take, making his way over. He'll be in his suit, looking resplendent and everything else, like he always does. And we'll get his take on all things NFL. A very busy day again for us here because it is week 8. We're almost at the midpoint. It used to be the midpoint, but now it's not. Almost at the midpoint. Once you pass week 8, then it is of the NFL season. We get a true feel for where teams are. Where are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Never mind Brady and the drama. We will get to that because a lot of things going on in his personal life have become very public, including today with a major announcement in his life. But let's just look at it from the standpoint of the Buccaneers as a team that we thought going into the season was going to be a championship contender. Never mind everything else, that they have injuries and they missed a lot of people, but they were supposed to be a team that you thought could win another Super Bowl because they'd been there before. And Brady, who had retired, unretired, came back. Going to give it one more shot. We thought they could this year. They're 3-5 after this loss. Tom Brady has lost 3 straight games for the first time since you owned a BlackBerry. That's right. You remember back in 2002, he lost 3 straight games. And the way you, like, it was revolutionary that you had a phone that you could get your email on. That's a fact. It was revolutionary. So understand that's how long it's been since he's lost 3 games in a row. Think about that for a minute. The man just doesn't know how to lose 3 games in a row. But the loss comes, and not as a surprise. Their offense looked terrible. They score early, and you thought, all right, maybe something happening here. But in the end, they couldn't score when it mattered. Then they scored when it really didn't matter at the very end, and they couldn't get the onside kick. The Ravens are a different story, and we certainly will get to that. But the Bucs have more issues. So they come into the game with injuries. They leave the game with another one. Shaq Barrett going to get an MRI today, but they're worried that he has a torn Achilles. So just another issue now for the Bucs. But it does start and end with Tom Brady, the guy who decided to come back and play football for and made that sacrificing other things in his life. But for Brady, all that last night was about was losing and what his team looks like while they're doing that.
You know, I think we struggled pretty much at everything. You know, we just struggling in the red area, struggling third down, struggling in the run game, 2-point plays, short yardage, and backed up, and start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
Pretty much everything, right, Tom? Why don't you just say that? We sucked at everything, and that's literally what happened. Now, we talk a lot about Brady, and as we should, because that's the biggest name, the biggest brand on that football team. But, I mean, when do we start having this conversation? How much do the Bucs miss Bruce Arians? When do we start having that conversation? Todd Bowles has been a fantastic defensive coordinator in his career. We saw him as the head coach for the first time of the Jets when he was up here in New York. And while he was a guy that you could all, when you met him, great guy, love him. His players loved him. He did not have success. And part of the reason why he didn't have success was he just didn't fit the it factor that you look for in a head coach. Whatever it is, he's lacking it. So some of this has to fall on him. Byron Leftwich, who runs the offense. How much of this is also on him? This is not reflecting well on these guys. Bruce Arians steps away. This offense looks terrible. This team is not playing well. Yes, they're banged up. And yes, Brady's going through a lot of things personally. But still, you got to have that conversation as well. All right, Bart made his way over here from the First Take Studios, all set up and ready to go. What's happening, baby?
What's up, man? Yeah, to your point, you know, I don't understand. You look at Tom Brady and you look at Mike Evans, and how are they on a different page? He should have thrown an interception in the end zone.
Oh, that was a pick?
And then they were on a different page where he went one way and they went the other way. I'm like, hold up. Haven't you guys played together for 3 years?
Right.
Haven't you guys won a Super Bowl? This isn't a new receiver trying to figure things out. I don't know why they look so lost and so disoriented. I don't know if Bruce Arians ran a tighter ship or if he, you know, really was involved in the game planning. But, you know, so far, Byron Leftwich doesn't look like he's going to get that opportunity to be a head coach because of the ineptitude of this offense. And Todd Bowles may be on a short leash in the next couple of years as they have to make a transition from Tom Brady in either the end of this season or the end of the next.
I mean, it's amazing you just said that. Now, for everybody to know, like, Bart has been on First Take. We have not spoken this morning. Haven't had a chance to because he's a big TV star.
Oh,
and he doesn't have time for me.
All right, Mr.
No, all good. But Josiah, jump in here because you and I were chatting before the show, one of our producers. And what is it that I said about Mike Evans and Tom Brady?
You just said they are just not on the same page right
Literally
now.
Literally what Bart said, right?
Mike Evans, like you said, he's a veteran just with terrible drops recently, and they're just not on the same page, the whole receiving group, including Mike Evans.
It's literally what Bart just said. It's the same thing that Josiah and I were talking about before the show even began. How is it that Mike Evans pats his chest like, my bad, because he ran the wrong route in the end zone. It almost turned into an interception. There's Brady, shoulders slumped, head down, like, I mean, if I can't trust you, if I can't count on you, who am I counting on?
Yeah.
Bart, honestly, I love Todd Bowles, so I don't want to make this about him, but how much are they maybe missing Bruce Arians here?
I mean, Bruce Arians may have set him up for the setup.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Arians knew today, hey, we lost all these people all of a sudden. Let me promote Todd so I can go away and die the hero and let Todd Bowles live long enough to become the villain. Because you look at the offensive line, right? The Alec Kappa and everybody that left, and you know,
I get it,
Jensen
right.
Getting injured. But what I'm saying is, I think he knew that with this team, and maybe he saw the beginning of the end. Listen, I try and tell people all the time, football is one of the only sports where you can go from being good and washed to washed in the same year. And the reason why is because you play two seasons within a calendar year. You know what I'm saying? The season ended in February,
right?
And Tom Brady played in January, right?
Yep.
And then you're like, okay, well, it's the same year. We just saw him. He played at a high level in the playoffs. They almost came back and beat the eventual Super Bowl champs. In September, he looks washed. Like, is this the same person? Like, did the superpowers wear off? Like on like the gummy bears when they just had a little potion and they just bounce around and they get the superpowers. Did it wear off? Did Pac-Man eat the pellet and then all of a sudden he can't chase the ghost? Because he looks totally different. And football's the only place where you can look washed in the same calendar year than the one that you look good in.
It's
and
amazing.
The crazy part is, man, like remember the last time we saw this, it was Peyton Manning. He was great, set all the records one year, and then the year he won the Super Bowl, basically drug his dead-ass body across the finish line. They won in spite of him. We was looking like, what the hell is these wounded ducks? It looked like somebody was playing Duck Hunt, and the football was the ducks that you shoot.
Yeah. It's so true, though, about the Manny thing. That drop-off is amazing, and it's so many times that we say that. I've said this before. It's like, it's funny, too. I said this about Kobe at the end of Kobe's career. And some people got like took issue with me saying it. It's like, you know what? Sometimes I don't want to remember you like this, right?
And then
Johnny Unitas as well. I also give Kobe credit because his very last game, what did he do? He went nuts.
Yep. Yeah,
he put up 60. So, all right, let me remember you like that then. Okay, great. But that's the thing here. And, are we watching the fadeaway? Sometimes, it's the Def Leppard, better to burn out than fade away. And that's kind of what, are you fading away? Are we watching the fadeaway, which is so much harder to watch? But I'll tell you what, though. Maybe they're not fading away. I mean, okay, they've lost. They've lost three in a row. He has lost three in a row for the first time in 20 years, which is ridiculous, Bart. What were you doing in 2002? I had a BlackBerry, and I couldn't believe I could get email on
2002 was my first year in the NFL.
Isn't that amazing? That's the last time he lost three in a row. But how about this? ESPN Analytics, despite the loss, despite the 3-5 record, with the Falcons at 3-4 going into, of course, this week, in first place in the division. They are still the favorites to win the division by a landslide.
They should be.
53% is the FPI percentage of them still coming away with the NFC South. And the Falcons right behind them. Why? Because the other two teams stink in the division right now.
This is the it's interesting part, right? They know what they don't have.
Yes.
Right? And they know that, hey, we are a team that we need some life. We need some juice. Do they have any big moves? Because when you go to Kyle Trask, or wherever you decide to be the future quarterback after Tom Brady leaves, it's going to be a hell of a fall off. So do you try and steal one more? Do you go all in? When I say every chip you got, next year's first, next year's second.
You mean what LeBron's asking for?
Yeah. Do you push it in? Do you say, hey, listen, Laremy Tunsil, he's available, go get him. Because not only will he be a great pick for Tom Brady, but he's going to be a great pick for whoever we have that's a young quarterback that's going to need protection. So, hey, let's give that up so we don't have to have a big fall off. We can just reload, not start over.
Well, they might need some more help, too, because as I mentioned earlier, you just got here. I'm sure you heard this already. Shaq Barrett getting an MRI. Torn Achilles is what they're worried about.
Now, ooh, can you imagine? That's two for him. That's
another loss.
Paid him his money, yeah.
That's right, no doubt about it. But coming up, when it comes to Tom Brady, of course, and Bob, you know, Bart mentioning Johnny Unitas is a very interesting thing.
San Diego Chargers.
But there's a lot going on with Brady that goes beyond football. And we've known about it. It's a very private thing that is happening very publicly. It's hard to watch. And we're going to discuss that. But first, I got to tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. Spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions makes it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott on a Friday in our ESPN studios in New York City. So the Ravens beat the Bucs 27-22 last night. Tom Brady loses for the first time, three straight games for the first time in 20 years. On the field, things couldn't be worse for him and the Bucs. But the story is off the field with Tom Brady as well. So we knew this was coming, but the official announcement came this morning that Tom Brady and his wife Giselle finalized a divorce that ended 13 years of marriage. Now, as we know, we talked already, they had both gotten divorce lawyers. This was heading in the wrong direction. And Brady posted a statement on Instagram. He said, in recent days, my wife and I finalized our divorce from one another. After 13 years of marriage, we arrived at this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time we spent together. We're blessed with beautiful and wonderful children who will continue to be the center of our world in every way. We will continue to work together as parents to always ensure they receive the love and attention they deserve. He also talked about how they arrived at the decision to end the marriage with much consideration. He called it painful and difficult, like for many people who go through the same thing every day around the world. Wish only the best for each other as we pursue whatever new chapters in our lives that are yet to be written. Also asking for privacy and respect as they navigate what's to come in the days and weeks ahead. Not a surprise, of course, right? Not a surprise.
Not at all.
But Bart, clearly this is something that has weighed on him throughout this return to football for another season, which we thought he was retiring and didn't. And it's the first time I could remember that Tom Brady, and Tom Brady's lost. We've watched him lose. We watched him lose to the Giants twice. Watched him lose to the Eagles. We watched him lose in the playoffs. We watched him lose to your team, Mr. Can't Wait. We watched him in moments where he has lost. We watched him be suspended and embarrassed by Deflategate. But this is the first time we've seen him in a very relatable place of where he's losing and it's relatable. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I almost want to say it like this. It's the first time I've seen Tom Brady look human.
Yeah. Because he's been a superhero. He's done everything right. I mean, he has a storybook, Hollywood, football story in life up until this point, right? You know, beautiful kids, time versus time. You know what I mean? You talk about LeBron, you know, facing time. Tom Brady has defied time like no athlete other than maybe George Foreman And you look at what he's been able to do and accomplish, going to a new place and, you know, finding new inspiration. But this is a real thing, you know, and it's real emotions. And maybe for the first time in Tom's life, this is something that he had to deal with that was something that humanized him. Because a lot of people, 85% of all people that are married, you know, get divorced in this country. And, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to him and can understand the pain that you would feel and trying to, you know, dedicate 100% to football. But at the end of the day, our kids and our families is what really truly comes
first.
That's
what gets you. Yeah.
And, you know,
well, does it, though, in his life? Does it?
Yeah, because I think he's worried about how is it going to affect his kids, right? Because at the end of the day, we love being perceived as superhumans. But, man, we're Superman. We're Marvel heroes to our children.
Yeah. And to see it unfolding, of course,
play out in front of everybody.
Is. And also, while he's playing in a season like this, like, football could have been his escape. If they were, you know, if they're 6-1, 7, whatever it is, right? If they're just going through a season, they're dominating, it'd probably be a little bit easier for him to handle. But the fact that his personal life is in a shambles, and then his football life is also in that place. Like listen to Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL reporter. This is the vision. He describes after the game in the locker room with Tom Brady.
Actually, a vibe I really haven't seen, I haven't experienced with Tom Brady after a loss. Maybe after a postseason loss, an end-of-season loss. But I've never seen this. Tom Brady sitting at his locker in full pads well after the rest of his teammates had taken off their pads. Most of the guys kind of clearing out of the locker room. Brady still facing the wall of his locker, full pads. Blaine Gabbert came over, consoled him a little bit. Some players came over and consoled him. It did not feel like a normal loss.
I mean, think about that scene alone, right? This is giving me movie vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Bart? Like, think about, like where it is right now. This is the guy that – this is Captain America, right? Had it all, right? Won all the time. It was almost like he just got sick of him. And there were people that were just sick of him, right? Always winning. Everything works for him. Everything goes right for him, right? That was Tom Brady. And now where is he? Like, think about this part now.
Right back with
where it's like he made the choice. You and I always make jokes about, like, you know, different movie scenes and stuff. But I mean, honestly, like think about where this is right now. That you have a guy who made the choice, what it looks like, at least publicly. He chose football over family. And Giselle said, that's it. If you're playing the game, like it's almost like football's the mistress here.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you love it so much, then that's it. That's what you have in your life. And you lose us. And he chose that. And so it's like, how does this end now? Because it can't end like this. It can't end with him, a broken man in front of his locker, staring off into the distance as people are consoling him. He's like you just said, Marvel, right? You just said he's a superhero. This can't end like this.
Well, so, our man did die. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, not everybody, when you talk about being a superhero, not every superhero rides off and retires, right?
Yeah.
You know, not every – you have to have – Black Widow had to die, right? You lose a couple along the way. We just didn't know it was going to be the best of us, right? We talked about in Superman, when Superman died, and, you know, he said, God took the best of us. When Batman was talking about it, he took the best of us. He's much more worthy of being a superhero than me. Like, and it sparks change. And maybe, you know, Tom Brady's story – sparks, you know, in athletes, because we used to the athletes singular focus, right? But the, you know, and you know, I remember a couple of years ago when Andy Reid and his children was going through certain things, and how the it seemed like the judge was almost blaming him for being an absentee dad, right? And saying that the reason why your kids are out of control is because you haven't been there doing your job as a father.
Right, because football came first.
Because football came first, and that hits hard. Right, so maybe this is a cautionary tale about, you know, you have to consider what's truly, truly important. Not to say that Tom doesn't, you know, not saying anything about Tom and his kids not being more important to him, but we knew that this was a sore spot, right? Him playing football, and she wanted him to stop and be home, and, you know, maybe it's other things that we're not privy to, but I'm just saying in general, I think every athlete deals with this, right? I dealt with it. Every athlete that has a family and dedication, because football consumes all of you, if you want to be great. Like, you can be good and you can mess around and be good and just off talent, but if you want to be great, you want to be generational, it consumes you. And the byproduct of that is you alienate and miss out on so many things that you could have been present for.
Which he has talked about. Which he's talked about. A lot of things that he just couldn't do because football would get in the way. And I'll tell you what, though. I you know me, I love to write. I love to be creative. I need to write the ending. Here's the ending that now I'm all of a sudden rooting for an ending like this. So he's down. He's broken, right? The divorce is being finalized, all that stuff. Maybe he decides, I'm walking away, right? Life is a mess. Things are a mess. I can't do this. Walk away.
Nobody will fault him. He doesn't owe the Tampa Bay.
So here's the scene. Here's the scene, right? Last night, what Darlington described for us, that's a scene. That's a turning point moment in the movie. The next scene we find is him at the door telling Giselle, I'm coming home. I can't do this, right? I need you. I need the kids. I need the family. I thought I needed football, but I need this. I can't live without. I'm not playing anymore. I'm done. And then her saying, finish the job, then come home. And then you have Bruce Arians.
One thing for you to do.
Right.
What's that? Come here. Come here, Tom. Win.
Exactly.
Dun, 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 dun,
and then you hear Bruce Arians shows up like Mickey. Well, what are we waiting for? Right? And he bursts into the locker room.
Tango. Da,
and,
da, da.
And then the whole locker room like cheers, and there he is, and he wins the Super Bowl, and he walks off, right? Because you see this story, by the way, that Fox is
holding
Brady.
Holding Charlie's hand.
That Fox says they want. I saw this story. They want Brady to be part of Super Bowl coverage, and Brady's like, hey, I'm working that night. Right? And then that's it. Win the Super Bowl. Like, don't like walk off the dais with the Lombardi, hand it like to whomever, and then just disappear into the tunnel of darkness with all of his family around him, and he walks away forever.
Hey, yo, Fox. Take a hike.
That exactly. Don't need it.
Give it to Bart.
I need a positive ending on this one. Give it to Bart. Bart and ESPN Radio, and of course, watch us on the ESPN app. We're coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Somebody knows Tom Brady very well. Rob Ninkovich going to join us next. Get his perspective, and of course, yours with your calls. It's Bart and Hot, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Check the rhyme, Bart. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. But Lavonta Linden. Do you know this, Bart?
Yeah.
Five-footer. Frank-footer. So next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. Take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Oh, Bart, you know how you finish this, right?
Oh, my.
My page was down. It's less right.
Let's ride.
That's it.
You're not doing that.
Did you see what your boy Justin Tuck did?
Yeah.
Justin Tucker, I mean, the kicker of the Ravens.
Yeah. They making fun of him, man. Doing the high knee. Like, that's what I'm saying. This is how you know. Like,
heard
you
Lamar was
going to
lead us in high knees
ball.
on the flight home after the win last night.
This is how you know you've entered that realm. Getting teased by the white kicker, man. It don't get no corner than that.
Well, it has no. Who cares if he's a white kicker or whatever kicker?
No, I mean,
it's just
what I'm saying,
teased
kicker,
by a
that's
kicker.
What I mean. That's what I'm saying. They teasing you. They think it's funny. Like that. It's like this. This is the realm that everybody thinks you corny. Like, bro, you don't. He don't get it, man. Like, whoever write his Truman Show need to write the script where he become. I don't know, man. He like MC Mayo out here, man.
What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
They're just being goofy.
Yeah, man. Like, you getting teased.
That was too easy.
Like, he was Dan Graziano was teasing him yesterday.
Yeah. Right. That's when you know. See, that's when you know it's getting bad, when media is making fun of you.
Like, yo, this dude's right.
But Nathaniel Hackett did say he is going to play.
Great. I'm sure they're happy
in London,
that he's playing.
Sunday morning. So he's ready to go.
I guarantee you the Jags are glad that he's playing. Like, thank you. You'll hold on to the ball.
It's going to be an interesting game. Is Nico there yet?
No.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to get Nico in here, so we'll get him in here in a moment. But in the meantime, Bart, let's get a couple of calls on this because people do want to. Yeah, they want to talk about this. The Bucs lose last night. Again, Tom Brady loses three straight for the first time in 20 years. And then today it is officially announced that he and Giselle have completed a divorce.
Man, so when both people got money, you see how quickly, like, yeah, just go, you go.
That's what it is. You take yours, I'll take mine, and we out. You know, but it's just, it is tough to see happen. These things are private things that happen on the public forum, and you could just see right now, football life, personal life, for the first time in a very long time. In fact, I can't remember ever seeing Tom Brady at a very human place like this. I mean, this is a very relatable human place. Let's go to Gainesville and talk to Dr. Dan. What's up, Dr. Dan?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
I'm sorry. I can't feel bad for Tom Brady. I was divorced in the past, and unlike him, I don't have 7 rings, and I'm not a billionaire by any stretch of the imagination. And you guys are both Jets fans. Bart, you played for the Jets. Han, you're a huge Jets fan. I understand that this goes way beyond teams, and yes, it is. It is difficult, but you can't expect the common folk like myself to feel bad for this man. He has ruined football for anybody who wasn't
football.
A Patriot. He ruined. I mean, 2014, the Deflategate. Before that, and I'm sorry, he made it much easier for quarterbacks now to look for flags. He made it harder for defense to play defense, Bart.
Listen, Tom has done it with class and grace, right? You can hate Bill Belichick because he's the a-hole. But if you look at Tom has done it with humility. He's lost with grace, right? He's lost Super Bowls, and we've used him and Peyton Manning as the example of how to do it with grace and still give the opponent the credit. Like, Tom is a friend of mine. So, like, outside of football, Tom has always been very gracious to me as a football player and somebody within the fraternity. And I understand the dilemma for him, right? That's why we don't expect the fans to understand, but every athlete – that has had to have this, you know, this talk, or even had a tough time with a loved one, and still be expected to suppress your emotions and go do the damn job, right? Because it's a lot harder to go do a job that requires physical ability and thinking, and you can actually physically get hurt, than it is for somebody to go sit behind an office desk without a threat of being physically hurt or disappointing a bunch of people that have spent the entire week trying to prepare for something that you only get 17 opportunities to do.
I'll also go here. I'm not that kind of fan. You know, first of all, he doesn't play for the Patriots anymore.
Yeah,
it's not my problem.
Fan, yeah.
But I'm not that kind of fan that I'm like, oh, good, you're miserable now, and I love it. Like, I don't ever wallow in someone else's, you know, misery.
This is a human
thing.
Like, football misery, I wallow in it, but I'm not going to
personal misery. I love watching you with your head down after I kicked your ass. That's different. Like, I'll love that. But I don't love this. Like, and it is relatable. Now, I don't know. You used 85% in the previous segment. It's not 85%, but it is a high percentage of marriages that do end in divorce.
It was athletes are 85%.
Oh, athlete. That's a terrible number. But I mean, I've experienced it, so I know what it feels like, and it's miserable. And I guess what I'm saying is, do I feel sorry for Tom Brady? No, because he's had an amazing career, and he's still a very comfortable life, and he will figure all this stuff out. Everybody does. In the end, it all balances out. I tell everybody they're going through bad times. I went through them, and it was a terrible place to be, and you end up just kind of getting your way through it, and everything balances out. You get through it. He will. But what I was saying is I feel like it's the first time he has been a relatable human being. That's what it feels like. He's been a cyborg his whole career.
Yeah.
And this is like the first time where you're like, all right, this guy, you know, like, yeah, he does bleed. He's just a man.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what it is. He just is relatable now. And the reason why I did that silly, you know, storyboarding of how this movie should end thing is because one thing that we all know is drama drives business. This is what people love. You take famous people and then you tell them about their dramatic lives that are just so like, oh, that's so sad, or that's this. And then you dream it. You dream up the come up story, the comeback story. How does it end with a happy ending? Because we all like it when the movie comeback ends story. And it all right, it all works out. But that's all it is. But he's a human being for the first time, I think, in our eyes, and I've seen before. And not just in life, but on the football field. That's what this story's about. Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday. The Vikings host the Cardinals. The Commanders are at the Colts. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Let's continue with your calls on this. A lot of people want to give their opinion on it, and you'll get that opportunity. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Bart, where'd Nico go? What happened to him?
I don't know, man. He around here somewhere, man. You know, they have us running around everywhere. He could have forgot.
He probably had him doing Sports Center. Gotcha. Well, if you see him come by, just grab him. We'll bring him into the studio. Get his 2 cents. In the meantime, we got the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's go to Arkansas to talk with another Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good.
So this is the first time in Tom Brady's illustrious career he hasn't had a coach named either Bill or Bruce. And I just think without an alpha male coach, I think that he's kind of the alpha now. I don't know if he's qualified for that. And I think it would change the dynamic in a couple of ways. One, they'd kind of keep his ego at check, and two, he's gone through a separation before during the football season with
yes,
his ex. And he seemed to do fine, and I just think if he had a Bill Belichick type to kind of take him to the side and motivate him through it, I don't know.
It's an interesting take. I brought up the absence of Bruce Arians. I brought that up and how much of an impact this might be having here. But, you know, and Alan brings up that point too. He did go through this, but remember, Giselle was there to catch the fall. Right now, it's, you know, football sucks and he goes home and it's like, you know, he's got, you know, his mom and dad there.
Maybe
he's 45 years old. Yeah, I know, Bart. I know. I'm not that naive. But what do you think of that, though? Having another alpha near him to challenge him?
Yeah, because you've heard Bruce Arians almost talk down about Tom Brady and some of the our quarterback has to know what down it is. He has to play better, all those type of things.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it is something to that. I mean, I can't speak on that. You know, it's a lot easier to bounce back when you're 25 years old or 30 years old, opposed to like figuring out you're going to start all over at 45. That hits differently because you know you have less time in front of you than you do behind you.
How about teammates? How important is that aspect? And I mean, he's sitting there by himself, as Darlington explained.
The tough part, man. He doesn't have a grunt that's been through the wars with him.
Yep.
A lot of these dudes are young. They don't have no life experience. They can't.
Who's his boy on this team? Right? Like he had he had Edelman. Like he always had those guys as
Gronk.
His boys.
He always had Gronk.
Gronk, right? Like, who are his boys there that, you know, I mean, you know how it is. When you go through tough times,
and
rely on your friends to, like, get you out of it.
And he's 45. Nobody can relate to him.
Yeah.
The closest person there is probably 30. You ever
go hang?
I want people right now to go try and hang with somebody 15 years younger than them and tell me they don't irritate the hell out of you.
Wait a minute. You're younger than me. Do I do that to you? We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
All right, it's Bart and Hahn. presented by Progressive Insurance. Got week 8 underway already in the NFL. The Ravens beat the Bucs 27-22 last night to get things rolling. Ravens get an important win. The Bucs get another loss. They are now at 3-5, although while they're not in first place in their division, the Falcons are technically at 3-4. ESPN analysis says that the Bucs are still the favorites to win that division. But of the injuries they had going into that game last night, they come out of it with yet another one. As Shaq Barrett was supposed to go for an MRI, and the news is out. So the MRI does confirm a torn Achilles, Bart. Done for the season. Another 7 to 9 month rehab for the outside linebacker. So, I mean, yeah, the injuries they're already dealing with. The disconnect on offense they're already dealing with. And, you know, obviously another injury piles onto this thing. Bucks are in a tough spot right now. Would you still consider them a contender? Or are you just saying, well, they can win the division, but they're not going to do much else?
No, it depends on what they do, right? We saw the Jets.
You're still waiting for the trade deadline on Tuesday.
Yeah, we saw the Jets lose. Saw the Jets lose Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Went out and got James Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lost, you're saying, hey, we just lost Shaq Barrett. Are you trying to go get Bradley Chubb? Are you trying to go out and make a move for the future to go try and fit his rookie deal up underneath your cap? So we'll see what they believe,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not about what we believe. We're going to see what they believe, right? If they can figure it out and if they double down and say, you know what, Tom Brady, much like Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is trying to get Green Bay to do, double down and push all the chips into the middle, because you one thing we do know, you won't have me for too much longer.
Let's continue with the calls. News from Barton Hunt Nation. Now we have Steve in Tennessee hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, guys. I have a couple of points I was going to make. You guys were talking about the money that Tampa was going to have next year. The Atlanta Falcons will have $77.5 million to spend next year because they won't be playing Julio to be irrelevant in Tampa Bay, and they won't be paying Matt Ryan to sit on the bench in Indy. So they'll have some money to get out there and get some defense, too. And as far as this whole Brady situation goes, I've been a divorced man, but I didn't have millions of dollars and have my wife tell me if I'd stay home, she'd work it out. So I feel zero sympathy for this man. Zero. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Steve. I had a feeling we were going to get this kind of reaction from
a lot of
people.
Yeah, that's because he's been through it, and he's saying, well,
life is so much easier when you could just buy yourself another house and live happily ever after when divorces, divorces go, you drain your, you know, you're laying out a lot of money if you're a man.
Here's the thing, right? And that's why we don't have empathy. Or people don't have empathy because they don't know that millions of dollars don't make you happy. It may solve some of your problems, but they give you a whole host of problems that they can't even think of yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand that. No difference than how Kanye is going crazy, right? Because money can't buy him back his family, right? Certain things that money can't buy. So, you know, you guys can't relate to it because you guys have never had millions of dollars. But if you had millions of dollars and you lost it, you can understand.
Yeah, the relatable part of it.
That's why other athletes can only relate to other athletes, right?
The relatable part of it. The relatable part of it that I was referring to is the obviously emotional part of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And people can't look past that. They can't look past that.
He doesn't have to pay child support. He's not going to have to pay alimony. And I get that. Alimony and child support. Like I said, I know this life. It's brutal. Like, I get that part of it. It is such a – it's a burden, okay? I get that part of it. It's not what I'm referring to. What I'm saying is, like, this guy has been Captain America forever. And it's the first time where you're looking at him like, wow.
And his life gets judged.
Human stuff happens to him.
His life gets judged to a degree of scrutiny that yours can't even begin to think of.
That is true.
He lives in a damn fishbowl. He can't go anywhere. He can't be normal. He can't do normal stuff. So you guys can't relate to what that feels like. So you have no empathy for it.
I'm definitely not looking for people to be sympathetic. I was just
we're just talking about for the football aspect,
and also just again a guy that we've seen. Yeah, no, trust me, I'm not asking anybody to cry for this guy, and I am not. More news from Barton Hunt Nation. We got Soul in Brooklyn hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Soul?
Hey, I got this thing. I think Brady might even come back next year.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he's ever going to stop now until he can't play anymore.
Yeah, I think he's a cyborg too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But check him for some adamantium. I don't know, but if he has not his family not in the way and everything, maybe he could think clearer. And if they get more pieces, I'm not even surprised if he comes back next year.
Yeah, once a lot of it's. I have you know what, Sol? What you're saying is I completely agree with. I don't think it's something that he's going to walk away from football. The only way he walks away from football right now is if she takes him back and the family can be together and everything, like they live happily ever after. That's the Disney ending. But the more realistic ending, Bart, right, is that the dust settles. He adjusts. He just dives into football like you know he likes to do. Mm-hmm. Disappears into it, and they rework a team around him that he can win with.
And the thing is, it's just his team getting healthy. It's not that his team isn't good around him. Like guys got injured, right, and they didn't have the depth to replace him. Yeah. But they're going to win the division. They'll be right there, right? I mean, maybe Atlanta push them. Maybe they don't. But, you know, they played without four starters, right? Mm-hmm. And for the first half, they had Lamar Jackson in that run game confused and perplexed. And they made the necessary adjustments at halftime to kind of make it more easier to combat what Tampa was doing with the overhang. And they start letting, you know, identifying certain people that they wanted to attack in the run game.
Now, we've got a lot more games to get into for Sunday now. I mean, the week just started. That game last night, we haven't even talked about the impact for the Ravens. I mean, how about Lamar grabbing the sign about pay Lamar?
Yeah, I would grab it too. Like, yeah, let it be known. Just a little friendly reminder. You know, I've only lost a couple regular season games in my career.
Yeah, but I mean, was that a performance that you would want to start talking about how much you're worth?
Well, look what he did when he started running. Remember, consider who the hell he's throwing to. Mm. Like, you know, DeMarcus Robinson wasn't even in NFL. You got to consider that. Mark Andrews got hurt. That was a rookie. That was a rookie he was throwing to.
That's true. No, he had himself a good game, but it was interesting to see. But
and his top two running back, his top two running backs are gone.
And Gus something Edwards we haven't gotten to this week, Bart, is mac and cheese is back in New England. Let's do some Bart's bits, key things to know for this weekend's games. That's coming up next. Stay with us, Bart and Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.